Okay, I've talked. I don't. I didn't understand where this was coming from either. Apparently, it came out of left field. But I wanted to say. I wanted to say something about needing 2/3 vote. I said, some of the people I've talked to are a little paranoid that it's some kind of deal by the people that did the New Day petition. I did not support the New Day petition, and I don't. And as far as I can tell, this has no bearing. The New Day thing doesn't have any bearing on this. That's a whole separate issue. This is just to adjust this Articles of Confederation or whatever it is. And it's been done before just to get the, get it in the right legal form for those two stations on the West Coast to get property exemption. And Houston, thanks to Mike Martin, got property exemption some time ago. So, all of the Pacifica stations need to be property exempt. And I'm going to vote for this.
Thank you, Richard. Anybody else want to speak?
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I agree absolutely with what Susan say and Richard too. And I need to add that this was in the court approved, said that we need to approve this amendment. It's not only our group, it's not only the PMB, the courts in California asked for this amendment to be approved. And we need at least 16 votes, like Susan explained, and as Richard explained too, is a 2/3 of 24, it means 16. Doesn't matter, and like Susan said, the absent people counts as no. We need at least 16 votes in this court approved amendment of the bylaws.
Thank you, Adriana.
Thank you.
That is correct. Thank you. Ted, you've got your hand up.
Yeah, I'm almost surely going to vote yes for this, but I would like to know what Article 8 of the Articles of Incorporation currently say. I see that in the document that's part of tonight's agenda, what the new language will be. I'd like to be an informed voter, and I'd like to know what I'm replacing, what I'm taking out and what I'm putting in. And I think everybody else needs to know this.
Thank you, Ted. I passed along the language I got directly from the PMB. So,
can you read that, please?
It's on the agenda, Ted. Everybody's got a copy of the agenda. We to approve it. So the language that I got exactly was put on the agenda. So again, this is about tax exemption and a nuance in our article of incorporation that needed clarity from the courts in California. I too will vote yes. There's no further comment on this. I'd like Richard to call the roll. It's a roll call vote. And again, we need 16 votes. Ted, you're talking, but I can't hear you. You're muted, Ted.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Adriana.
It's long, but if everybody wants to go there, the actual one are posted in the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, Article 17, Amendment of the Article of Incorporation and Bylaws, Section 2, Amendment of Articles of Incorporation. It's long, but you can read there and you will find which one we are replacing.
Thank you, Adriana. Richard, can you call Ted? Yes,
volunteer.
I am looking at tonight's agenda, and I am not seeing what you're saying, Sandy. I heard you just now say that the old and the new are both.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't say the old was there. Adriana just gave you a guidepost as to where that is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, again, if you're comfortable voting yes, then don't vote yes. Richard, can you call the roll?
Okay, this is for the Articles Corporation or what Confederation. So, Alan?
Alan votes yes.
Yes. Britton?
Yes.
Yes. Kerr?
Yes.
Yes. Castaneve?
Yes.
Yes. Faust?
Yes.
Yes. Gardner? Bob? I'll come back to you. Foyt. Wally?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Martinez?
Pass.
You pass?
Yes, sir.
Okay. McPherson? Sean?
Yes.
Yes. Miller? Paula, are you still here? Sabar Naratomi?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Scheidler?
Yes.
Yes. Thibodeau?
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Weinman?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Weiskel?
Yes.
Yes. Willis?
Yes.
Yes. And Young?
Yes.
That was unanimous, folks.
You need to go back to the pass.
Hang on a second.
Yes. Okay. Marianne passed.
Marianne, I'm sorry.
Abstain.
You're going to abstain. Okay.
Request for information.
Go ahead, Ted.
Was the secretary correct when he just now said that it was unanimous, or does every non-voter and no voter add up to a no vote?
Yes.
Well, I think
now we have 16, but we have 16.
May yes. I announce the results
yes,
of the election?
Yes, Richard, you have the floor, please.
Okay, we are required to get this, we were required to have 16 votes, and we got 16 votes. And it's 16 to nothing, but it's 16 also. You know, 16 is the magic number here. And KPFT approved it.
We also had one abstention. Please record the abstention from Marianne.
Oh, yeah. Abstention's in there, too. Yeah.
Thank you. And then, of course, we have a lot of no votes for people that aren't on the call, including excused absences.
Maybe they were. Folks. Who knows?
The people out in California, thank you. Nobody wants to pay the governor. Not in our case. We shouldn't have to. We're a nonprofit.
Well, the foundation yeah. doesn't want it. We don't want it neither.
That's right. On any level. Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn from our delegates meeting and back to our LSB meeting?
I so moved.
Are there any objections? Are there any objections?
No.
Okay. Hearing none, we are now reconvened as LSB, and we're moving along nicely on the agenda here. So new business. Is there any new business to be brought before the board? Ted, you've got your hand up. That was quick.
Yes. During public comment, there were comments made regarding indie media, and I put in the chat, I can think of three ways that this matter could be resolved. One would be for us to go into a committee of the whole with Dr. Franklin. Another way would be for Dr. Franklin to say that he is going to schedule a meeting with the folks from Indy Media. And the third would be to refer it to a committee where the matter could be discussed. And those are my three ideas on what we could decide to do right now during new business, but this matter has languished long enough, it seems to me.
Thank you. Anybody else want anything else for new business? I'm not sure that was a motion that Ted just offered, but he did offer some ideas. I would
if
say
he didn't,
Ted,
I'll make it my motion.
Go ahead. What's
your motion, what Ted just said, that we decide tonight, let's ask the manager, which would he be comfortable with? A committee or just a meeting with the manager and the indie media crew?
Okay. Do I hear?
What was the third one? Wait. There was a third offer that Ted said.
Point of order. This is not in writing. And we have repeatedly said that we need to have motions in writing. Ms. Ibarra Narotomi has done that repeatedly, and I think she's right.
I was getting ready to ask.
Nancy, I would ask you to put that in writing.
Yes.
And then we'll refer it. And I'll tell you, as chair, I'm of the mind of saying this deals with programming, and that's not the purview of this board. So I would likely rule it out of order anyway. Ted, do you have your hand up again?
It is related to this governance committee, which is the LSB, because the bylaw.
Nancy, I asked you to put this in writing before we talk about this further. Thank you.
No, I was correcting your mistake. It is very much pertinent to our work.
Nancy, I asked you to put this in writing before we do any further work on this. Thank you. Ted, do you have your hand up again, or is that?
Yes, I do. We heard earlier this evening that the Pacifica National Board has moved forward on doing some wonderful stuff related to Black History Month. We are supposed to follow some of the exact same rules that the Pacifica National Board follows. And we have a dispute, and we can't punt on this issue.
I asked for this in writing.
But then you've said you will block it as the chair. Is that what you're going to do? Why make us waste a bunch of time if that's what you're going to do?
Let's see it in writing. Let's follow process. Thank you, Ted. Is there any other new business to be brought forward? Any old business to discuss? Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, old business happened before new business, I believe. Motion to adjourn.
No, wait a minute. Mine is coming.
Hold on. There's a motion to adjourn.
Unless you want to just be ignoring my motion.
It's not debate. It's not,
I want
it's
the ignoring being about. Put in the
do
minutes.
Do I hear a second? The motion to
I'll
adjourn.
I'll second that.
I second the motion to adjourn.
It's not debatable. Is there any objection?
I sent it before you said it, before somebody moved. It's in the mail.
A point of information, Mr. Chair, before.
Hold on. I've got a motion to adjourn on the floor in a second.
My motion was
information, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Adriana. What's your point of information, please?
You already gave the floor to member Saibara Naritomi and asked her to put, I'm sorry, sir. May I finish?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Thank you. You gave her the floor. She told you a motion, and by the first time, everybody agreed that need to be in writing before. And before that, in the meantime that she's writing it, somebody is jumping to go to adjourn when we have a meeting that is scheduled to keep going till 10. I agree that I want to go out like all of you, but I think that is not fair because you just approved minutes that are with motions that were totally wrong and it's audio to prove it.
Adrian,
but now you're asking a member, and in the meantime that she's trying to write a motion, somebody's saying we'll adjourn. I think that that is not fair. And I want everybody realizing what we are doing. depending okay, who the person talked, could be 4 minutes.
Yeah, Adriana, I just looked at the email. It's been sent to everyone. And let me read the wording on the email, if I can. This is from Nancy. I move that the Indie media crew meet with the GM to discuss the show. That's the motion on the floor. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay.
May I ask you the question before voting?
Hold on.
Mr. Chair? Before
voting.
What
is it, Adrian? Yes, before voting.
I want to ask Dr. Franklin, because if we are putting a motion that we are saying that Dr. Franklin need to do that, I prefer to hear if Dr. Franklin feel comfortable with us passing this motion. That is my concern. I want to hear from Dr. Franklin how he feels.
Fair enough. Dr. Franklin, you're still on the call. I'm going to give you a chance to respond.
I'm not comfortable with it at all, because this is probably set in the, can I finish? This is probably set in the precedent. This is setting a precedent so that when someone else is aggrieved by something dealing with programming, that they can now go to the board. That would be a rhetorical question, but that's my concern.
Thank you, Dr. Franklin. I think that's very clear.
On the stack.
Point of order.
Hold on, Ted. Hang on. So Dr. Franklin's giving his response. What's your point of order, Ted?
That you as the chair are supposed to be an independent, fair arbiter, and your comment, which I interrupted, I have 2 minutes to make my point, that your comments affirming what Dr. Franklin said are completely out of order.
Thank you, Ted. Okay, I've got Teresa, Mac, and Susan. Mac, we haven't heard from you much tonight. Why don't you go ahead?
The motion is beyond the purview of the LSB. We do not concern ourselves with matters of programming, and that is what the motion concerns itself with. I think it's out of order.
Thank you, Mac. Susan?
Yeah, I'm grateful that Adriana asked Dr. Franklin for his response, and I'm glad that he was candid with us. I completely agree that the LSB is not a place where those who are aggrieved come to complain about Dr. Franklin, and that we then require him to meet with people. Also, I'd like to comment on Ted. The parliamentarian for the PNB said that the chair is a member of the body and does not give up the right to express opinions.
Thank you, Susan. Teresa?
I also want to comment that it's a real matter of concern that several times in this meeting, people have argued with the chair, and he's had to actually, you know, try to calm them down. This back and forth with the chair, and not form, you know, just saying, well, I disagree with you and I have more information. That's just not the way to conduct business. That's bullying. And I don't think, I mean, it makes the chair hard to move the business for this committee, board when that happens.
Okay. We're speaking to the motion, but I appreciate it, but we're speaking to the motion. Ted, last word, please. This is the multiple times you've spoken.
I want to respond to what Susan Young just said, and what she said was half true. Yes, the chair of this body has the opportunity to speak to motions and matters before this body, but he must give up the chair temporarily for that item before he speaks. He cannot play the game and at the same time. So please, if you're going to speak, Sandy Weinman, then give up the chair to someone else who will act as an independent, impartial arbiter.
Thank you, Ted. Richard, you got your hand up. Go ahead.
I agree with people that have said that this is out of order because we cannot be micromanaging the programming. It gets us in trouble every time. And, you know, it steps all over our management. I'm sorry about the lack of news. I think we need to have news, and I appreciated the indie media's work. But setting a precedent of trying to put pressure on the GM from this body is wrong.
Thank you, Richard. Okay.
Nancy on the stack.
Hold on. I'm going to rule this motion out of order. It does deal with programming, and it does go into an area that's at the purview of the general manager and not the board. So motion's out of order. Unless someone wants to challenge, we will move on.
Sandy, this is a bylaw, yep. A bylaw enforcement, and that's what we're supposed to do. This is not a micromanaging of programming. This is enforcement of the bylaw. And I wrote it in the chat for everybody. And if you cannot see the chat, the bylaw says suspension, punishment for an election violation staff.
Point of order.
Is suspension from the air of the offending staff, paid or unpaid.
Nancy, you're out of order at this point. I have a point of order on the floor. What's the point of order?
My question is she challenging the decision of the chair? Yes or no?
I'm reading the bylaws.
No.
Before you read,
Mr. Chair?
I've made a ruling. Are you challenging the ruling of the chair? If you're not, it's a dead issue. If no one's going to challenge this, then we're just going to move on.
I have a question.
Mr. Chair?
No. Indiana? Hold on. Does anybody want to challenge my rule?
Yes.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Okay.
Adriana, as for the floor.
Does it pertain to this issue, Nancy?
Oh, it sure does.
Adriana,
what's
for
your
the
question
floor.
My question is, does the chair have the right to ignore the bylaws? Suspension from the air of the offending staff, paid or unpaid, for the remainder of the elections, period. And that was last summer.
I don't think you have all the facts. Adriana, go ahead.
What facts do you have?
Adriana,
how can
go ahead.
You make that kind of statement?
Nancy, you're out of order.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Mr.
Chair, the procedure.
You give me the floor. Please, Teresa, how many times?
Adriana, you're out of order. I have a point.
You
of
gave me the floor, sir.
Adriana.
Teresa jumping again.
Adriana, you're out of order. Hang on. Hold on. Everyone, stop. Teresa, is this necessary?
It's not the procedure when Ted Weisbill challenges the decision of the chair that he speaks and then you speak and then we vote.
That's correct. And we've done that. So
no, he has, Grant, Ted Weisbill has not spoken.
Hold on. He did. Adriana, I'm going to give you the floor. Say what you need to say and then we're going to move on to a vote.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Can you, can anybody, we talk personally, you and me about this. People have the right to ask for the floor with a point of order, point on information, or point of whatever they want, but they cannot keep talking till the chair gives them the floor. And it's not an option. And I see, Teresa, you use it three times tonight at least. You cannot get point of order to gain the floor. You cannot do that. And the chair should call in the people that are doing that. That is a point of order.
Thank you very much. That's very wise counsel. And you're right. Okay, look, Ted, you've spoken multiple times. I'm going to give you one rebuttal and we're going to move on. Okay, this is the last time here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is not a matter of programming. This is a matter of employment. Even if it's voluntary time on the air, what we have are saved volunteer programmers who want to talk with the with the general manager. And if he is willing to meet with them, then we've done our job. If he is unwilling to meet with them, then they're going to keep coming back to us month after month with public comment, and we are going to be caught in a position of limbo where we can't do anything. This matter has got to be resolved, and a request for a meeting with the general manager and us saying we urge the general manager to meet with them seems to me to be a reasonable solution to this problem. And as far as this being a precedent, I've been on this board for most of the last 20 years, and it's never happened before. Or at least if it has, it's been extremely rare. These people ought to be given an opportunity to talk with him and to straighten this matter out. I'm done.
Thank you, Ted. All right. I got Mac and Susan. Is this pertain to what we're talking about here, Mac?
Yes. I move the question. The question is Mr. Weisgall's appeal of the chair's decision.
Don't do that. Don't do that, Mac. That takes another vote.
Hang on. Hold on. Hold on.
Gotta go down the road, brother.
Susan, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Don't mean to have my hand up, and I'm working at trying to get it back down.
Okay, no problem. All right. I've made a ruling that the motion made by Nancy Sibar-Naratomi is out of order. It's been challenged by Ted Weisgall. Richard, please call the roll. Go ahead, Richard.
Sean Kelly moved the question. We need to make sure that there's no objection to that, or we have to vote on that.
Point of order.
Is there any objection to moving the question?
Excuse me. Under the rules, it's not debatable.
Is there point of information?
That's correct. It's not debatable. Go ahead, Ted.
Is there a second to Sean's motion, or can we just go to the substance of the?
Good.
Second?
There's no second.
No. Don't second.
If there's no second, the motion dies, and we go straight to the vote on the challenge, as Ted has said. Hear a second?
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ted.
You can't see my camera, but I got my thumb up. Okay.
Take the damn vote.
All right.
That's it.
You're out of order, Susan. You're out of order.
Call the roll, Richard. A yes vote sustains the chair.
Okay, yes vote sustains the chair. No vote. Alan.
Yes, I support the chair.
Yes. Britton.
Yes.
Yes. Care.
Yes.
Yes. Casanave. Adriana? Yeah. Adriana? Okay. Faust?
Yes.
Yes. Gardner? Hello, Bob.
I don't see him on the... is participating. I think his phone went out.
Thank you, Nancy. Hoyt? James?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Martinez?
Yes.
Yes. Miller? He must be gone. Sibar-Naratomi?
No.
No. Scheidler?
Yes.
Yes. Thibodeau?
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Weinman?
Abstain.
Weisgall?
No.
No. Willis?
Yes.
Yes. Young?
Yes.
Yes. And Adriana, do you want to vote on this? Are you there? Hello, Adriana. Okay.
I don't see her.
Richard, you didn't call me, but I vote yes.
Who is that?
Mac.
Sean? I'm sorry, Sean.
You probably just knew what I was going to say, so you just glossed over that.
No, I know nothing.
It's a plot.
Without a story. Thirteen yes. Two no. And one abstention.
Thank you, Richard. But the ruling of the chair is upheld. So we'll move on.
There's a motion to adjourn on the floor.
Okay. That's right. But before we do, I just want to confirm our next meeting, second Wednesday of March, is March 9th, like February 9th. I also want to remind everybody, we're in Fun Drive. Tell your friends, 52 for 52 next month. Come on, folks. We've got $150,000 goal to reach. And if everybody on this board chips in just a little bit by contacting people and doing their part, we have a better shot at it. So put your money where your heart, your mind, and your ears are, please. There's a motion on the floor to adjourn. Do I hear a second for that?
Second.
That's debatable. Is there any objection?
A chair? No objection. Chair, can you thank the audience for coming?
Well, you can do that now. Go ahead, please.
Well, the LSB thanks you very much. Thank you.
Yes, thank you all. Thank you for being part of the Pacifica community. We don't always agree, but we're all in the same boat. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Sandy.
And we'll move from there. Everybody have a good night.
Yeah, everybody have a good night.
Thank you all.
Good night.